Masha Ein came, when it came to the Sheva Malachim, they were Bechat Samcha, one under the other, which is called, in other words, Ushus Arabim, that's the Loshon of the Arizal, or otherwise, if you're Mamash B'miska, they're called Ushus Ayachid. That's what he's about to say soon. V'kvar v'yanu, ki ha'in etikum be'atzilus hu b'yoto asui b'v'chin shlosh l'kavim, k'shuvim ze b'ze. That's a very important word. K'shuvim ze b'ze, that is the yesod of the gimel kavim. They're all working together. The yesod, shlish machir b'neim. V'az nikar v'shus yochim. Ava b'yotam, zu, agav zu, al gabay zu, hem nifhodim achas mechaverta, v'az nikar v'shus rabe. Mashkem, where they're working independently of each other, that is a problem, and that causes a toll. Let's continue. V'lechein, shlosh rishon shnibat lo achurayim v'lo mesu. The first three, only the achurayim, but they didn't die. We don't use Loshon of Mesu. Aval v'shev v'malach v'mesu panim v'achor v'atam mipne sheyotzu bilti tikun klal, because there was no tikun again, because they weren't shoved from the achor. Now, right, the Nevi'im said yetzel shev v'malachim. Now, this is now the coming out. The coming. V'natzel arishon shuvu adas. Okay, the first one is das. That's the first one of the first melach. Asher ze yotzer rishon, v'kasher lo hayu yochol elkim yochol lizbol kiniskal nishba akilu v'yogel lematim bebriya. Okay, what happened? All the oil which was passed down from Keter into Chokma, into Bina, all the oil which is contained in Bina now goes funneling into Das. I mean, Das had Das, all of Das, and Das, and it has all of Chesed, and it has all of the Tachtonim, including Malchus. All that oil, Zayin Oros, went into Das. Das was not able to hold the oil, and it shattered. And where did it fall? The Kelim. Kelim fell into a world called Bria. The Shash explains that that's only the Kelim Pinimim. The Kelim Tzoyim fell into Yetzirah, and the Kelim Chitzonius of that Das, and that goes for all the other spheres, fell into Asir. And now this is a very important line that the Arizal says, "Retzoni lomar shebemokom she'atid liot nikra achik al ba'olam hazeh." There's no bria there. There's no when do we see a world which was created, which was called bria? It wasn't. This is only on osid. This is what will be created. It actually is created al yedei the shavira. Ki ari adaim lo nivra olam abria. V'nofa lakeli hazeh b'mokom adash shel abriya liyos miyaches elav kamo. So where exactly did the das fall? The keli das fell into bria, into its das. V'ona ha'ol shel adas yod gomkem ela shenisha ba'olam atzilus atzmo v'keli malchus de atzilus. So where did the all? Now we talked about the keli. The keli of das fell into bria. Into where? Into the das, the bria. Masha Ein came when it came to the gather the oil. The oil fell from a statue of das, one of the highest field, right down into the malchus das. So in our picture, which is a bit chopped up over here right now. Okay, so we know it fell into the keli das. Okay, we're going to look at this picture in a minute. Okay, v'omnam lo yorad sham lisibus pegam asher bo. Now, usually when we say that a bechina falls down, the keli fell down, or something like that, that means there was a pegam shebo. Ki harei nizbar le'el keshvir haita bekelim v'lo bo'od. We have a bit of a problem here. The Arizal is handling with this, because we find mitzat echad that anything that goes down is called a pegam. Mitzat echad, the oil went down, but we know there's no shmur. We don't know of any... where, not in the Zohar, no other source, that there was ever a pegam in the Or Atzmius. So what's going on here? Ki harin is bar le'el, ki ashvir haite bekelim v'lo bo'oz. V'ilu yirdos v'sham haye mishum pegam. If it was tak mishum pegam, haye rui shinisiach etz bitul el o'oz. You should have saw, we should have found some place, a lotion of bitul by O, but we don't find this. Al der shnis yachsu bitul el achugam de abavim shnofel um dugmos be atzil zatmo. Va omna yirdos ha hayt gedel la hayir be keli shlo ha omet baroch be bria. The reason why it fell, not because of the pegam, but Emes says it could have stayed up there all at once. The reason why it fell down, kedei shlo yamus ligam rav yishul bilti tikva, in order to save its keli, v'chein mei ir bo baroch be yoyso omed hu be atzilus. Vohu, that means the keli bebechinas tagim al oyusus keniska le'em. So again, let's summarize. Das broke. Its kalim fell all the way down into the das debriya. And all of das fell into the malchus of Atzilus. Why did it take a fall down? In order to be mere on its kalim, in order that it shouldn't dry up. And in order to dry up, it shouldn't dry up and die. Mishtaya, Kasha, Bomber Kasha, the Mafashim, probably the Kasha you have as well, but all the Mafashim ask this Kasha. And it's the Boshti Kasha. We find that later on that that Malchus, when Malchus comes out, the all, put it this way, when your sword breaks, what comes out from your sword is the Or Amalchus. And where does the Or Amalchus go, which is the last Or? It goes into the Keli of Malchus. The Keli of Malchus cannot hold its own Or. And Keli of Malchus breaks. Obazoi, how can it be that the Or does, which is a very, very stark Or, go into the Keli of Malchus and it doesn't break? What's the question, huh?
Where is this in here?
No, we see a mahalak here.
Well, you haven't mentioned Malchus still here yet.
Yeah.
We're going to mention how the oil comes from Das into Chesed. Chesed breaks, and the Chesed, you know, we saw this already last week, and then the oil goes into Gvur, and Gvur breaks, and so on, so all the way down to all the oil funnels. All the oil, one oil is we lose one oil as we're going down. So finally, we get to Malchus. The only oil which is left is oil Malchus. Since the Or, the Mefarshim saying, why did Malchus die? Because Malchus was still, the Caliph of Malchus was still premature, it wasn't built yet enough, it wasn't stuck enough, right? So even its own Or couldn't hold, so Kol Shekane shouldn't be able to hold a different Or, plus a stronger Or.
Yeah, but besides the Or, that didn't go into the Kli, it was just Maki for the Kli.
Who says? We went into the Kli.
It doesn't belong, why Bichal the Kli, Malchus would be interested to get the Or, that doesn't belong to him.
Well, we didn't ask his opinion, first of all.
What?
We didn't ask him his opinion.
The clay mouth.
That all goes inside, doesn't break. So I'll give you a few tools in the Mafashim. Rav Yaakov Tzemach, remember we spoke about Rav Yaakov Tzemach, he's one of the Mesadrim of the Madura Basra. Remember we said there's a Madura Kama in Etz Chaim, Madura Basra in Etz Chaim, there's Basra the Basra. So there in Madura Basra, which is a Kama Maduras, there's Kiras Yaakov, there's Adam Yosha, there's the Otzot Chaim, and Kama Zohar Rekit. So he was Mesada all these Ksovim. And a lot of them he put his Haggad. So very big Talmid Chacham, a big Mekubal. Actually, he was a Chavrusa of Chaim Vital, one of the Chizikas, right? So he says, the Pshat is, he says, Sho'o Das Yorad V'lo B'derech Keva. It's only a temporary oil. And the Eshel explains, what does that mean? The Eshel explains, Kavanos ha'ayt le'ir le'kol shelo, le'keli shelo, kedei l'shkayim. Va'o'o gam kem marviach al-edei zeh shelo yisha'orum. Ma'a she'en ken or ha'malchus, sheba be'etzem, bo'otzem, kocho kedei limloch, lachen nishbar ha'keli shelo. Maybe all kavan. Yeah. So the pshat here, the Eshel explains what's pshat over oreach keva eno keva. What's pshat? Because there's a difference. Be a sod with the all of malchus comes to be moilich in malchus. So it takes a chetza of all and goes in there and must be moilich. Is different than an or, a friend of or, a different type of or coming into a cave. A different type of or comes in the cave. Doesn't come into state. Therefore, it doesn't take a big tfisa into the keli. It doesn't have a shtaka spa on the keli. Masha Enke, a keli, or malchus which belongs there and wants to be moilik and wants planning to stay there, it has a much stronger impact on the keli. That's why its own or broke. Masha Enke and another or did not break. Another teretz, the Eshel gives this teretz, and the Ramaz, and the Ranash, and the Yafashar gives a very interesting thing. He says, I wrote here on the side, that Kelim Malchus Hayah Yochol Lisbol Rak O Ichad. The klal is, etzem, each Kelim can be soluble one O. So this can kasha, that can go into any sphere, right? That can go into Malchus, it doesn't break. The problem is that when that comes into Kelim Malchus, it leaves what's called, we saw this Musa again, leaves what's called a Shimo. That Shimo is left in the Kelim. Then Obazoi, when Malchus comes back in, the Or Malchus back in the first time, when the Or Malchus goes into the Keli Malchus, that there's two things in the Keli then. There's the Rishima who was there originally, and then there's the Or Ha Malchus. That it cannot take. That the Keli Malchus cannot take two things.
What is the Rishima? What is the Or from Adas Mamash?
We'll see that the Das, the Or Das goes out. Okay, but it leaves the Rishima.
And because of the
Rishimo Nitosef to the Or Malchus come in, that what it can't take, right? That's the Yofish Adam. Nice tales. There's also the other tales in Bet Lechem Yehuda, Kam Shlomo, I'm Sham. Okay, so let's continue. The Achika Yotza Chesed Venishba, all the Or now came from Das into Chesed. Now, Chesed also couldn't take it. The Kedishlo Yogel Bibriya Bina Debriya. Now, where does it go? It's Kedi. It goes into Bina Debriya. We spoke in the same last time. Why is it that the Keli is going, the Keli of Chesed is going into Bina Debriya? I understand Das Tzilus is going into Das Debriya. But why is Chesed Das Tzilus going to Bina? That's a strange one, right? So as I told you last week, the Maskir Sholem explains is that the emissary should have fell all the way down into the Malchus Debriya. Except it's being stopped by now Das.
No, and as well, then the O will be more than three steps between.
One second. Before we come on to that, I'm just telling you, Posh Tazach, why did it stop over there? Why did it go further? Or why didn't it just go up? Why didn't it just go into the Kes of the Bria? Why pumped in the Bina of the Bria? Yeah. Tell it says it tried to go all the way down to the mouth of the Bria, but it got stopped by Das. That's why it went into the Bia of the Bria. That's the Maskir Shalom. The O Yorod. The Keli Yesod Atzilus. That was the Keli. Now the all stayed in Atzilus, but it fell into Yesod. Into the Yesod Atzilus. Kikavahaya or Das. Mehekdim lakachat Malkom Amalkud Atzilus. Right? So that there was no other choice but to go on the next Keli. Ve'achekach Yotza. So what do we have here? Oh, so we have, you want to. Huh? Oh, so let's see over here. So we have over here, we have Das goes into, this is the Malchus, that's the Or Das. And then the Or Chesed goes into your Sod. Okay, so let's continue now. Yeah. Okay.
You don't show the Kedim.
Show the Kedim. Okay, so we'll show it at the end. Yeah, we'll show it at the end. The Achikam Yotze Tiferet V'Nishbar. Now the oil goes into Tiferet V'Nishbar. V'Akeli Yored V'Kesed Debriya. V'Oil Nisha B'Mokoymo Shu Tiferet Zatzilut. Okay, so that's what we have over here. We have, what happened to Gvur? I think we skipped that, did we? Oh, we skipped that. So V'Achikam Yotze Gvur V'Nishbar. V'Yored V'Keli B'Chochma Debriya. והאור יורד בכלי בנצח הור דעציות שהם תחי פלגל לגוף הנזכר ואך גר יוצא תפר ונשבר והכלי יורד בכלי בקסד הבריאה ואור נשאר במקום משהו תפר דעצילות והנה אתה אין הרחק בין שום אור בין והנה אתה אין הרחק בין שום אור מן האור הזה נזכור אל הכלים שלהם יוצא משלושה מדרגות כי יוס בשלושה מדרגס הוא הרחק גומו ואין יוכל להעיר בו. That's the rule. The rule is you cannot have the oil further away from the kelim. So let's just see that inside. Okay, so let's see that inside again. So here are the kelim. So we have the kelim that fell into, this is the world of Bria. You have the kelim that's into Bria. Das into Das. The Chesed goes into Bina. Then you have the Gvura, fell into Chochma. And then you have finally the Tiferes Keli fell into Kesed. Now what happened to the O? This is the O. Right? So the O went into first Kesed, stayed into Kesed. Chochma kept his Chochma. Bina's O went into Bina and stayed there. Then when it came down to Das, Das fell all down to Malchus. Then the Yesod fell into Yesod. Chesed fell into Yesod. Gvura fell into these two Kelim, which is one, Hod and Netzach. The only odd one out is Tiferet State without a keli, because there's no keli to go to. There's no keli to go to. So we have a problem. We never have an all without a keli. What are we going to do with Tiferet? Okay, so that's what we're all. So if you make a cheshbon, we never have an all further than the keli, than three. Okay, let's continue. This is where we stop. Now we're starting something new now. Now all the all shah oz yoldu gam hem bimkomam chutz me'or atif'eret shenish'ar bimkoma keniska v'lo yorad v'nimza ki bli safik shor or ha'acherim yoldu bimkomam. אבל פי שאמרנו שהתי ירידותם לתור הכלים להעיר בהם, עם כל זה ביותם למטה במקום הנחלש כוחם נעץ. That's very important to start. All that fell down from the Mazmadrega, even though we say it wasn't Shum Pagam, but nevertheless says the Ariza, there was some type of miut koach, nechlash kocham me'at. Very important to remember. ולכן, Ein lahem koach la'alot l'mala. There's no way that we can have them going back up once it's nichlash kocham. And the Mepharshim explain what's pshat. How? Why can't it go back up? Give it a bit koach. Give it some vitamins. Why can't it go up? Because the pshat is again always is the yesod. The further it goes away from its makor, the more it's misgashim itself, and therefore it's harder for it to go back. It's a different barrier b'chla. ולכן אין להם כוח לעלות למעלה. אבל אור תפארת שעמד במקומו לא נשבע, לא נשתנה, טעמו וכוחו כי חזק. ובירו איתו את עצמו בלתי כלי, ארש שיעלה למקום אשר יצא שמשם, כי לא יחבוץ להשאר ומגול בלי לבוש, וירדו ללווינה למקום אשר עמד שם בראשונה. ואם ככה יהיה נמצא שיהיה מרוחק מאוד מן הכלי שלו, ויעמוד לגמרי ויבטל לגמרי. So there's a bit of a problem here, like we said, תפארת doesn't have a כלי. There's no place for it to go. So we're afraid now that Tiferet is going to go back to Ima, back to Bina, where it started, back to Ma'ame Bina. So the shaila is, what are we going to do with, where are we going to put Tiferet? V'lachin rotz amati le'elo lehamshich lehagdil el hakeli keser asher lo nishbar ki yadua kenoda v'nimshal de'akav ha'emsoi kimo shbe'arnu ke'ashlosh ראשונת כבר היו מתחילה בציור שלוש הקווים נמשל דרך קו האמצעי עד מוקם התפארת עד אמצעי איסו לבד שהוא עד הציבור לבד ואז על לאור התפארת ונעלם תוך הכלי ונזכר של הכסף נשפש עד מקומו ונמצא כי לא נתעלה רק חצי האור התפארת התחתון כי החצי אלו נעמוד במקומם כי קבע נשפשת Mizbashet bo akeli akeser. Oh, so what happened over here? Very interesting happening. Let me show you on the board here. Okay, I forgot my markers, but it doesn't spell. Okay, what happened here is that this keli keser. Everything working? Right. So now we're going to show you exactly what happened over here. So now what happened over here is that this is the keli keser. Our problem is tiferet doesn't keli. What's going to happen? This is what's going to happen. If you can see this, the keli keser stretches itself to half tiferet. Half of tiferet now is in keli keser stretches all the way to halfway through.
Halfway through.
Now the other half flips up and goes within the top half. Is that clear?
Yeah.
The second half then goes into the keli, jumps into the keli keser with the top half. That's exactly what happened. Vaz, or das sheyorod lemata b'malchut de'atzilut biroto. I love this lashon. It says kilo. It's a lebe de gazach, right? It sees. It thinks. We're afraid that it's gonna yachpots. It decides. You know, as a seichel b'tnatzmo here. So rosa, so das, see what's going on. Hey, what's going on here? What's the problem with das? Why did das fall into a different keli? Because his keli broke. He had no choice but to go down. Right? So he said, if I'm going to go down already, I'm going to go down all the way down to Malchus in order to save my Keli. But now that he said, hey, one second. Yeah? This is what Das is saying to himself. So what happened? Let's see it again. Right? So that say them. Right. So what we're doing now, this is the all of Das. All Das says, what's going on? There's a cave up there for me. Say the Gomo. I'm gonna join in the party. I'm gonna join into this cave. Whoops. There
we go. Because his cave is too far now.
Yeah, we'll sort that out soon. But Nishkafel, Maestro right now, he's looking after himself. Mm. Right? He prefers to be Nene.
Bimkoima, Kilo.
What?
He's happy to be Bimkoima now.
Yeah, because he's being Nene Mamashim Ketu. It's a great sign. No, his Kilo is Habutzal, right? We're going to sort out his Kilo. But right now, he's very happy as he is right now. Oh, no. Look at that. So what happened? And it's Keli. Let's go to the Keli actually here. So the Keli, what happened to the Keli? The Keli at that, he saw that he got dropped. He dropped, his oar went, he fell all the way down into Malchus. He went chesed down the will, you saw it back into Malchus. Okay, I'll just tell you what the Mepharshim asked the Poshli Kashi here. We just said beforehand that the Or doesn't have a koach to go up. Right? It's Nichlash Kocha. Once it lost its Keli, it's Nichlash Kocha. Well, why over here that we find that Das goes up? Das went down. Das went down into the Machus de Atzilus. Once it goes down, the Rav just said over here, just a line beforehand, that once it goes down, it doesn't go back up. It's Nechash Kocho.
Because he thinks that the only place he could go is in his own Kli, so he says, my Kli is down, he's in Bria.
He just said, I read that the Lashon. In kol ze biyoten lematen bimkomam nechash kochem kemat, v'lachein ein lahem koach lalot lemana. Ein lahem koach lemana. So what's Pshan Das? Das was all the way down into Malchus. Now he jumps all the way back up. We'll make up your mind. Does he have koach to jump up or not? So the Bethlehem Yehuda asks this question. And he says, interesting Loshen, interesting Teret, he says, the fact that Keli Keser was came down, that gave a koach to Das to go up. We're talking about Kavim Tzoy, right? Kavim Tzoy. Kav and Tzoy. So since the Kav and Tzoy, Das is Kav and Tzoy, Kes is Kav and Tzoy, and that's coming all the way down into Tiferet. That closeness, that Kes is now, is comes close to Das, gave the Koach now of Das to jump up and come back into his Mokum. That's what he wants to say. Yeah, so we have a problem now, Take. What's going to happen with the Keli of Das? Now it's further away from Das, than it's possible. Yeah, Omnam HaKeli Shal Tiferet Nisha Bin Komo, Shur HaKeser De Bria, the Keli of Das is over here. The Keli of Tiferet, sorry. Tiferet is moved over there. Right, it didn't move. Shalonit Ale Kol Or Rak Kesav Levad. What happened to Tiferet? Never really moved. Kesav came down into Tiferet, but Tiferet never really moved. Only half of it. Chetzer Elyon Nishlo Bimkom Kiniska. V'legam V'lachein Gam Akelin Sham Bimkom. Ve'im Tom Hari Amarnu Lemala Shum Muchach Shlo Yeh Hefresh Ben Akeli Yukasha. Or Ben Or Shlo Rak Shlosha Tzfirot. Ve'im Kein Er Yorin Akeli Shlo Ledas Al Malchut Briah. So what's going on here? V'atshuva hi ki vaday hu ki behecha the efsha. He explains so. V'hine betchila haya ze nene v'ze eno choser. The Oradat said, listen, I don't mind Rachpatli to give a nod to my Keli to make sure it doesn't die, because I'm not chaser. I have to go there anyways. I have to find a Keli for myself. Okay, fine. Once he goes down, it doesn't come back up. When the das looks up and he says, oh, what's going on? The matzav has changed. Kes has come down now. The kes is in my mokum. Rosh yesh bechinas keli, which is kes, abim koro. Koro hu elanos asmo vitolosa. Listen to that. The sphere has a mind here, and he's saying, wait, I can have such a big anor from keser. Yoisim elohoi elekeli, miksa cheshlo. Listen, I can get anor, or I can save my keli. You know what? I'm going to have anor for myself. Ki ata ba losa le malim in koma, yesh lo keli. Visham yochul vikabe ome, ale atzmone mina matzil, u mina keser, vikiro vegodu, lechein olav le malim. That was his cheshlo. We still haven't solved the problem here. We're not going to lose the keli of das. Why? Ki mashen afno ol mishin sol shelo yemerchak ben or ben keli rak shloshes sviot bilvad. Who kishiu shloshes sviot? It's at that sivus. Asher shiuram gadol, aber bebriya kol eses sviot bebriya ein shiuram afilo kishiu sviot achat at sivus. I'm going to underline this line, very very important line, that we find that all of bria doesn't come to one sphere of Atzilus. One sphere of Atzilus is bigger than everything. Obviously, in came, Hari ki ilu omod b'rosho b'riya, ki kol eses spheres the b'riya, ki shiro sphere achaz v'atzilus nechshav. So therefore, we don't care how far the keli of das falls down. It's as if he was standing at the top, because it's so small, b'riya, compared to Atzilus. V'im tomav, Hari yesh herchek. Doesn't matter. We still have the kashva. Hari yesh merchak ben akeli. Let me just ask on the side a simple question. The kash is follows. The mafashi asks the after shal the shem and sosan. They ask the kash. They don't understand the chalal. They feel this cloud that bria is tiny, tiny, tiny compared to all of atzilus. One sphere of atzilus is greater than all bria. How can the all of atzilus go down into bria? Do you know what I'm saying? Sorry, not the all. We're talking about the keli. How can the kelim of Atzilus fall into the kelim of Bria? Chabrikasha. Number one, you have all the spheres of Bria, or can I get one sphere of that Atzilus? Right? So let's say the Moshul does. The keli of his falls down. Where is it going to fall down? In the entire Bria. It's going to take the entire space of Bria. Right, that's what we're saying. One sphere is greater than the entire bria. So what's pshat? It falls dafka in the das, and it falls in the ches. It looks
in the sphere, you mean?
Sorry?
Greater in the sphere.
In mokum. One sphere, the mokum, that it takes one sphere and atzilus, is the entire world of bria. So it's it. Right? So that Masha asking Kasha, opposite one sphere like das falls and should take up the entire space. What's Pshat? We're seeing that Chesed fell down, this fell down, all the spheres fell down. There's no place for anything. Where did they all go? Expanded. What's the Pshat? So they say Taka the Shem Sosin term is Taritz already. He says as always that when the Kaling came down, It takes the qualities of the oilam. This is the Beit Lechem Yehuda. It's memayit itself as it's going down. Another teretz is that really what's coming down is only the ben de malchus, the haino. Everything that broke over here, when we talk about chesed, and we're talking about the das, and all these spheres, we're only talking about, you know, every sphere has 10 spheres. Right? So within chesed, you have Keter, Chochma, Bina. You know what fell? Only the Malchius of that Chesed. So you're right. One big Chesed will fill up all its. We're talking about the Malchius and the Ben of that Malchius that fell down. We're only talking about Mute. The Mute actually fell down. That's the Let's say Emes Tikateres. Yeah.
That's Shivri Kelim only.
Shivri Kelim could be the Gantz Keli is shovel.
Yeah, so therefore it doesn't take a lot of space.
Why?
But
why
should it be that? Not like a Keli.
Not about the value. It's like the mock. If it takes space, it takes space. What's the difference if it's whole or broken? The tennis is the tennis is only on mute if the cater is coming down.
Where's the rest?
The rest stays. Yeah, stays.
Shavu.
Yeah, Shavu. Yeah. So Nachma. So we're talking about das. We're talking about the all hadas went all the way up to Chesed. So obviously, listen to Chesed. So from das you have Chesed, a mokum called Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. Netahod Yesod, Malchut, and then you have the world of Bria, where it's Kalia. So you have seven spheres which are mafsik from the Ob Das to the Kalia Das. That's his kasha now. The Intoma, how Yesh Mechad ben a Kalia Shal Das, Elo O Sheva spheres Datsilus. Kihare hu Omed Lemale Bedas Datsilus. You hear the kasha?
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear this kasha. I don't understand the question. Where are the seven spheres? Can you count out the seven spheres of Atzilus for me?
After Das or before?
What? No, we're talking about Das is there.
The Das
is in right.
Chesed,
where's Chesed?
It's below Das.
Where? In Bria.
Right. What?
In Bria.
No, in Atzilus.
We just read now that the Kli Chesed broke and fell into
the
Bria.
The Kli Chesed.
Remember, here we go. Let's go back into the truck.
It's
in Bria.
Yeah.
So that's not Bechalan the Cheshvan, right?
No, but the
Mokrim. Okay, so that's that. That's Chesed. Chesed, that's right. Okay, right. So the chesed that was here, there's nothing here. Gvul, which is here, there's nothing here.
One second.
Right. So the tiferet, it's up here, but there's no keli tiferet, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what do you have? You only have netzachod yisod. Netzachod is one keli. Chesed, and there's nothing over here. Where are the Zion Kelim? I pondered on this on quite a long time, trying to find out where are the Zion. He said the seven spheres that seal us, but there's not, because we know Chesed broke, it's not there anymore. Gvura broke, it's not there anymore. The Kelim Tifer is not there anymore. So that's already three. And the other kasha is he's counting Netzach Hazor as two different spheres, which can't be. He keeps on saying three or four times already the Netzach Hazor is one sphere in this Erev. Trei palga de gufa, it's one sphere. It's a bomba kasha. So, Muzman oncoming, we have to come on to a chakir, the hainu. When we say, what's the pshat over here, that we say there's a hefsik? All this is that we have to make sure that the awe is able to meir on its kevi without any hefsik. So if it's more than three spheres, that's considered to be a hefsik, right? Shaila is, is it a din? Is the hefsik here? Is it a din that there's something there to be mafsik? Or the pshat is no, it's not the fact that there's something there. It's just that there's a merchak. The mokum shabo creates a merchak. Therefore, the awe is sort of diluted through these awe. We don't know how far one awe is from the other. When you point a flashlight, how far does flashlight go? 30 miles? No, it can't reach. The light dilutes itself. It just has to co opt that much, right? So more than three spheres, says the Arizal, the light gets diluted and cannot be made. Is the pshat because there's something being mafsik, there's another veil, another sphere that's blocking the light? Or the pshat, even without that, there would still be a chalishas of the all because the merachak. As we call this kasha, you have to say the pshat is not mishum the spheres, because there's no spheres there. I should prove to you too. The kelim are not there. It must be the vault that's merchak. So the mokum, so let's say there's 30 million miles between das and its keli, whether it's regardless whether there's other spheres there or no other spheres there. The vault is that there's a merchak. And the whole attack, it seems to be mashma later on. It talks about mokum as opposed to sphere. So let's see the teretz over here now. So lama zogin, the seven spaces, that's what we're learning in the kasha. The seven mekoymes, which are mafsik, the hainu, there's a merchak a zayin mekoymes. And that's like I said, the lotion later on is mokum. So what's pshat? There have to be three mekoymes, not seven. V'yesh lama, ke'afilu sfirat atzilut atzmo, ein kokach hefzit. Zulati beyoto hechek ben ha'or al keili shur shlosha sfirat rekonis bli or klal. The rule of three is dafka when the sphere is empty, when there's nothing there.
To connect kilo.
Yeah, that's right. Lohu velo luzot. There's no or in that kilo whatsoever, not its own or and not another or, which like das in the malchus moshe. Abul kan afa pisho or shelo atzmo ala lemala. That we know that das went all the way up into kese, close to kese. Hine yesh orot acherim omdim besof atzilut krovim el abriya, like we see over here. So we have the or of gvura, we have the or of yesod. That is mamshich the or into the keli of das. It's helping out. V'tocha lekabel mehem ha'ara. V'gam tocha lekabel or ha'ara min or, which is das shela atzma liyidei ha'orot she'em krovim eleya. That means even das is all the way up here, but via the tiferet nitzach v'hod the gvur and yirchesed, it passes its or and b'mamshich. Zachor klal zeh b'kol shah sfiros ki le'olam ein ben or v'keli yoyse. It has to be empty. So you have to remember this class as a result, I'm not going to repeat it. And Achanami doesn't repeat it. Okay, let's go back to it. So we know that das went up, found its key, went up. As who the keli kese, keli shel kese. The nimshat ad keneged mokum siyum kol atiferet. V'az achatzi tachna shel atiferet she'alo levana kediska chazer atal yirei v'mokum ha'amiti kebitchila v'siba agdolus keli ha'kete ha'kenizka ha'yere siba o adah shenitlabesh bo v'gdilo gam ki hine adah su kolele kol avak. Okay, so one second. So the reason, now what happens now? As soon as das goes into the keli kese, this spreads out and goes even further. So that means kilo, now it goes past Tiferet, and all of Tiferet is included, and therefore the other chelik comes back down, and now it's safely in its keli. And that was one of the reasons why, one of the cheshbonis of das to go up there. And there's another cheshbonis. Well, gam ki hine, das hu kolel es kol avak. We know that vak, that das is the neshama of vak. Das is neshama of vak. Right? Is the shorish of vak, you can call it. V'hine, nishmat lahem kenoda. V'lachem, kivan she'ala noitin koach bekele ha'adilo, kedei lehaitiv elo or atiferet sheyorod v'yid b'mokom ruilo. Because Ali did the vak, the das goes back in the keser, it's mispashed the keser longer, and it's able to give a no to the vak, and the chelik of the vak is a tiferet shebo. Weiter. Vak gam mokon nitzar v'ho. Let's continue the story now. So all the or now is going into netzar and ho. V'hai tzurim lavo limloch b'mokom ha'keili ha'roi lahem. So let's look on the chart. Everybody looking? Right. So we see on the chart that now what's going on? Gvura. Sorry. Netzar v'hod. Netzar v'hod. Let's get out. Netzar v'hod. Netzar v'hod. Here they are. Yeah. Actually, let's put him on the other side. And here's Netzach. Now they want to go into their keli, but this problem is Gvura in that keli. What's going to happen now? A bit of a traffic jam here, right? V'hinei lo matu mokum ponoi kisham yovod or Gvura kiniskalev. V'lechen hutzul rabina ispash yeder kav shela shu mitzat small ad mokum oroi liot achikar mokum gvura amiti la achatiko ki ad ayu ze agav ze. ואז בראותו או גבוע כי כבר היה בחינת כלים במקומו עלת עליו במקומו והכלי שלו מתרחק האור שלו ממנו ונדרחק גם הוא ויורד על יסוד בריאה. So let me show you what happened. Right, so here we go. So everybody looking? Right. So what happens over here? The exact same thing. Bina starts growing. Okay, so what happens is Gvua says, wow, Gvulta got a keli now. He moves over there. And you see that the tikkun is already happening because already like that Ariza said, the tikkun is when you have three kavim. So you see the way the three kavim are developing now. We're going to have the same thing by Chokhmah soon. So already says that, therefore they are able now to go into their keli b'nuch nefesh, right? Is that emes? We'll see in a minute. Now what happens to the keli of Netzachot?
What happened?
There was a traffic jam.
Before the Agdalas Kriya Bino. What happened?
What do you mean? Before the Ispash of the Bina?
Yeah. What was the problem? Why?
The problem is Gvur was in their keli.
Gvura
was in Netzach and Hod.
Yeah.
This is all right. The all Gvur was inside Netzach and Hod, and Netzach and Hod trying to get into the keli.
Where is it coming from?
It's coming from Tiferet, right? Tiferet broke.
The Emshach broke.
Now the oil came out of Tiferet.
Want to go to its Kli? Full.
Full, right? So therefore, what had to happen? No Bina choice, but Bina had to extend itself. Gvura saw he had a Kli. Oh, it goes into his Kli, right? Netzahot, we'll see in a minute what happens in Netzahot, right? But what happened now to the Kli? Now, okay, so Netzach and Hod go inside. Now, let's go back into the story. As Birot or Gvur, Kva Haya Bichinat Keli Bimkoma, Alata Lo Bimkoma. It goes up here. Va Keli Shala, Keli of Gvur, Bidrachek Or Shala Mimena, Bidrachek Gam Ho, Yorod Ayesod Debrea. Okay, so let's go back to the Keli chart. Everybody looking? So we have now Gvur's Keli goes into where? He goes into Shalom Yirachim 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 Ad Yisod Debriya.
Why was he?
Goes into Yisod Debriya. Right? You have it?
No.
Let's do it again. אז בירות עוד גבורה כי קבעה היה בחינס כלים כמו עלת אלה במקום גבורה.
I think you don't understand the transfer אחר כך מלכון צרפר הזה צריכים לבוא למלוך במקימה.
Yeah, continue.
בכלי הראוי להם והנה לא מצאו המקום פעם כי שם ירד האור הגבורה ולכן צריך להבין להתפשט דרך הקו שלה שום מצד שמאל עד מקום הראוי לה להיות אחר כך מקום הגבורה האמיתי אחר התיקון. You've done this already?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I use Argav. Then, as Biros or Oh, the as Biros or Gvurot Gvar Haya Bchinas Kli Bimkoimo, also Bimkoimo, Limkoimo. Yeah. Very good. The Kli Shela Biyitchachek Haor Shela Mimena Nitchachek Gam U Biyarad Ad Yisod Debriya. Yeah.
Right. It went down to Yisod Debriya, as I showed you on that page.
Of Gvura went
right to. Okay, so we're going to have to stop here. We've run out of time. So unfortunately, we're going to continue the story next time we meet.
Right.
Okay, so.
Yeah.